Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you missed the first hour, what can I say? Then you'll have to look at our website. Our webpage is always there for you, in case you missed the show. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org, in case you missed this show or any other show. If you missed this show, well, I don't know what you're listening to. Anyway, listen, folks, it's time for trivia. If you listen to the show or the first time, here's the story. We do a trivia. We play it. You call up 407-894-1680 if you know the answer. If you know the answer and you do get it, then you can't win again for 31 days. You have to wait 30 days to get it once you win. You can call anytime you want. You call every... You know what, folks? I don't know if you know, this is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. So you can call anytime you want. We like you to call when there's not a guest on. If there's a guest on, you can call and speak to them. But if you have something to say besides what the guest is talking about, then call when the guest is not on. Then you can talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. All right, here's trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. I want to know who's singing. But there's two people singing on this song. Who's both of them? I want both their names. I don't care if you know the song. Just, I want to know who's singing the song. I want both names. If you only get one, that ain't the answer. You got to get both. Give me both the answer. Who's singing the song?
You're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
Okay, so who's singing the song? I want both names, 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? I want both names. I'll give you a hint. One's a man and one's a woman.
Okay, oh, that's big hint.
One's a man, one's a woman. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. I'll tell you right now, it wasn't Chris Shaw and it wasn't Lynn Golder. Okay, that's not who's singing
it. A pretty song, though.
Chris has a beautiful, Chris has a great voice.
He does.
So.
Every now and then.
But it's not him anyway.
Mostly now.
That's right, he's got his hands.
You know, I kind of get in every now and then when I can.
I like a new caller. So give me a new caller now, a new caller. 407-894-1680, a new caller. 407-894-680. I want a new call. Who's singing that song? I want a man and woman.
Well, you better say your number slowly if you want a new call.
407-894-1680. Did I say that slow? Okay.
That was pretty
so
good.
Now I want who's singing it? There's a man and woman singing the song. Okay. Who is it? Gotta give me answer to both. You only get one, you don't get it. Both. And see, I didn't do an oldie song either, folks. That's not considered an oldie.
That was a good one, though. I remember when it came out.
Huh?
I remember when it came out.
Yeah?
See, that was Tweety Bird and Elmer Fudd, right?
Yep.
Now somebody will know. I'm sure one of our faithful music listeners will bail you out.
Meanwhile, David, it's still pouring. It's a good thing you didn't go to the Scottish Festival today.
I'm telling you, it hasn't changed. I mean,
is this nonstop here in Central Florida right now? Chris, is it raining by you in Orlando?
Oh, he's taking those calls.
Oh, he must be getting calls. Good.
We got, I think, four inches of rain. Brenda checked the rain gauge.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so that's a pretty good amount for just a basic old winter storm. So, yep, we got plenty.
He's talking.
What's going on?
I'm glad I decided to wear boots. Otherwise, we would have been in trouble.
Listen to this.
Yeah, somebody knows.
Somebody up there. Who did that? Somebody up there liked me.
That was a famous
boxer said that. Somebody up there likes me.
Right before he got punched. Punched in the nose.
Lynn wants me to remind you people about calling in. I shouldn't have to tell you every 2 minutes about calling in. That's what this is, a talk show. 407-894-1680. You call in, we'll listen. We talk, you listen. Right now, I would like to hear you talk, and we'll listen.
Yeah, just say hi. Let us know what you're doing and what you're up to. If you've got an organization that's doing something blindness connected, give us a call and tell us about that, too.
Chris is either getting a lot of calls or he forgot about the show.
Well, no, I didn't forget. I was just picking up. I got three new callers.
All righty.
Oh, three new callers.
Yeah, I got three new callers. Two of them sound like they're on I-95 driving while they're listening to the show.
Uh-oh.
My first caller is Miss Denise from Trenton, New Jersey. Then
Trenton.
No, I have kidding. Ray from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And then I have Jeff from West Palm Beach, Florida. And then, of course, we got our friend Mike from Aventura, Florida.
Wow.
Okay, so we're here. That's Trenton, good. New Jersey.
Was that Denise in Trenton?
That was Denise in Trenton,
New Jersey.
No kidding.
Yes.
Hi, Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hello,
Hi.
Denise.
How are you doing?
I'm well,
thank you. How did you learn
about
the show, Denise? How did you learn about the show?
From a friend of the show, Paul Ressler.
Oh, there you go.
We know Paul.
There you go.
Is this the first time you listen to the show?
It's first time I've ever listened to the show, yes.
Well, I hope you keep on listening.
We're glad you're tuned in.
I will. I'm pleasantly surprised.
You're pleasantly well, hey, and you surprised. Got in first on the call, too. You might just win something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So who was singing the song?
Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card. Subway is coming your way.
Very Good nice. Job, thank girl. You.
$10 gift card you won. See, it pays to listen
thank
to
you.
The Blind and Beyond radio show.
She better give thank her you. Address to Chris.
Before you get off the air, give your name and address so we can send you a $10
all right.
gift card.
Denise, do not hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Chris,
I
will get that from you. Else? Thanks right, for so, calling in.
Thanks for calling in, Denise.
All righty. Let's talk with Ray from Port St. Lucie. Ray, how you doing, Ray?
All right. How about yourself?
Good, good.
Hey,
someone
Ray,
beat you to the punch, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't win, my friend, but try again next time.
Well, I think Michael's giving out another trivia. Before
we'll have another trivia towards the end of the show. We'll have another trivia.
What was the answer to the other one?
Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
Diana Ross and Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Is that what were you going to guess that?
Yep, exactly.
Ah, well, you're a smart guy, and you were so close, but that's okay, you know?
Is this the first time you listened to the show?
Yes, it is.
Well, I hope you keep on listening.
Thank you for calling in there, my friend.
Okay.
All right, drive safely.
I will.
Thank you for calling in. Who else on the line?
Let's go and talk to Jeff from West Palm Beach, Florida. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. All right, so Jeff, keep listening to the show because we did get a caller to call in. This your first time? This is your first time tuning into the show, right?
No. I'm a long time listener, first time caller. I was calling about the trivia.
Okay.
Well, we're glad you called in.
Oh, okay. Well, keep on
listening. It's just been a while since you called in.
Wait, where are you calling from?
West Palm Beach.
No, I mean before that. Where are you from?
Where was I born? Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I was living in West Palm Beach.
I went blind in Detroit. That's a true story.
Well, that's where you went blind.
Yeah.
True story.
Oh.
I was on the Ohio Turnpike coming from Cleveland to Detroit. And I stayed in a hotel in Detroit. I went to an ophthalmologist in Detroit, and he said there was nothing wrong with my eyes, except I was blind.
It took me two hospitals
to find out what I had.
I
remember hearing you tell your story before. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller on trivia, and my children aren't normally with me on Sundays, but they heard it last week on Sunday, and my son, he's 11, asked me when it's coming on because he wanted to listen to the show.
Oh, cool.
Tell him thank you.
Salute to him.
First name? I'll give him a shout out next week. What's his first name?
Christian.
Okay, write it down. Christian, we're going to give you a big shout out next week.
Okay, awesome. You'll love that.
Nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, great. I've learned so much from your show. I love it. It's great.
Thank you. Are you sighted?
I am sighted, yes.
Okay. Well,
that's cool. Yeah.
I'm glad
you're
listening
right now. Listening at 8:50
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
And appreciate your son's call too.
Christian.
Okay, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, you never know what kind of stuff we'll come up with on this show.
Yep.
And hence the name Blind and Beyond.
That's right.
Anybody else on the line, Chris, or should we go to break?
Yes. Let's get it in real quick and let's talk with our good friend Mike. Mike from Aventura.
Oh, right.
Mike, how you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
What's happening, Mike?
How you doing, Mike?
Any snow in South Florida down there?
Yes, I am. I'm in Aventura.
No, I said, do you have any snow? I was being a wise guy. Everybody calling in has snow.
No snow. No snow. It's been a beautiful day today.
So how you been there, Mike? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I had a nice Valentine's Day with a good friend of mine.
Good.
And, well, near Valentine's Day on the 13th. And, yeah, I've been having a pretty good week. And, anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi, and, I'm doing all right, and I enjoy your show, and thank you for doing a show dealing with, blind issues and dealing with, what's happening, because not many people, deal with that anymore. Oh, got some great news for all of you. In my building where I live, we have one elevator working. And guess what? They finally made it a talking elevator after
4 years. Oh, kidding.
Wow. That's wonderful.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
after for them.
Right. And
I haven't been on an elevator yet to talks.
That's neat. Well, maybe sometime you'll call in. You'll call in from the elevator and let us hear it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right. Mike, live from the elevator.
Yeah.
That's really cool, Michael. Thank you. We got to go to break, but thank you for sharing.
Great
and
to hear
you're going
you, as
to
always.
Really, Mike, you're going to really enjoy the next segment, so stay tuned, okay? We have to go to break now.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break.
Break something.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. This is Michael. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back.
That's right. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, this is a talk show. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, saying it's time for you to call in after the guest. Or if you want to talk to the guest, you're more than welcome to. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Don't forget, you talk, we listen. We talk, we hope you listen. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, I've been really looking forward to this. And first of all, I learned something. History through fiction. Well, if you don't know what that means, our next guest is going to first tell us a little bit about his work promoting the fight to end blindness, and then his recently published book called South of Sepharad. He will correct me, I'm sure. But anyway, welcome, Eric Weintraub, calling in from California.
Thank you, Liv. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So correct me. Is it like Sephardic, Sepharad? How do you say it?
Sepharad. That's correct.
Sepharad. Okay. I wasn't sure. And meet our co-host tonight, David Hillebrandt.
Hello there, Eric. How are you, man?
Hi. Good. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm anxious to buy your book, to be honest with you. It sounds really interesting to me.
History through fiction. So let's start. Eric, first tell us about yourself and what you're doing in the field of, you know, promoting the fight to end blindness, and then let's get to your book.
Sure. So I live in Los Angeles, California, and I actually work as the head of marketing and communications at the USC Roski Eye Institute. That's the University of Southern California here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I've been working there for about 4 years, and I do basically anything communications related. If you were to read any sort of article that we've authored in the past 4 years, it was written by me. So working very closely with our ophthalmologists and optometrists there, trying to take on the toughest cases in the fight to end blindness.
Wow. That's very really nice. Interesting. Yeah. Well, that's what we want to do. We want the public to be more aware and the doctors to be more aware also of the fight to end blindness. Right, Dave?
Exactly. So hopefully we can do it a little bit at a time, and you guys are doing it, of course, with all the new treatments. And I understand you're also a big advocate of eye health and prevention.
Right. Yes, that's very true. We do anything, you know, we do everything from just your basic eye exam, in some of the most complicated cases in the country, things. And we also, I should add that not only are we at USC, but we're also at the Los Angeles County Hospital, treating county patients in one of the largest counties in the country. So we're doing it all across Los Angeles and beyond.
So how did you end up getting into the marketing side of things? I know you're an ophthalmologist, but
I don't think Eric is an ophthalmologist, right, Eric?
No, I'm not an ophthalmologist. I am I'm a writer by trade, but that lends itself very well to communications and marketing. I just work at an ophthalmology clinic.
I gotcha.
So Eric, tell us, how did you get interested? What prompted you to write this book, this wonderful novel, South of Sepharad?
So the reason I decided to write this novel was I was actually, many years ago, my girlfriend, who then girlfriend, now wife, was actually studying abroad in Granada, Spain. And I went out to visit her. And, you know, we were walking around one day and we came across a parade on the streets of people celebrating something called the Reconquest. And the Reconquest was when the Catholic monarchs, who we know as Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, succeeded in conquering all of the Spanish kingdoms and creating actually the borders of Spain that we know today. And one of the first things that they did with this new empire was they created an edict to kick out all the Jews from the country. And I had never heard this story before. So I'm very interested in literature. I went looking for a novel about it, couldn't find really anything. Started looking for textbooks on anything I could find. And the more I realized how little was out there, the more I got more interested in wanting to read a book like this, and ultimately decided, why don't I write a book like this? And I should add that the main character of the novel, his name is Vidal. He is a doctor who is forced to leave Granada. And so I was able to tie in the work I do with doctors by making my main character a doctor.
Oh, cool. But just, so you mix fiction in with true history to
exactly
write your book.
If anybody has a comment or question for Eric, we'd love you to call in. It's 407-894-1680.
Is this your first book, Eric, or have you done other writings?
This is my first novel. I've had some short stories and novellas published before, but nothing on the scale of a novel. So I consider this my debut.
Gotcha. So where could I find this?
Well, it actually doesn't come out until Tuesday. But on Tuesday, it's going to be available pretty much anywhere. Probably the easiest place is to get it online. You could get it on
Amazon. Yeah.
Amazon will have it, bookshop.org. Also, the publisher, our publisher's name is History Through Fiction. They're selling it on their website as well. So really, any place you want to go to, you could probably find it pretty easily.
Eric, actually, it's already listed on Amazon because I looked. There was a whole blurb on it already, a whole synopsis about it.
Maybe a pre-order or something.
I think it was. You know what, Dave? I think it was a pre-order.
Well, I'm going to sign up.
It's really interesting. So Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, they were ordering all the Jews to convert to Catholicism or leave Spain in 3 months' time under the penalty of death.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
It's a whole lot of choice.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we know them mainly for, Christopher Columbus talking them into sending the boats,
year.
You know?
That's the same year.
Yeah.
1492.
A lot was going on that 1492, I guess, right?
It's a huge year for Spain. And in fact, Columbus had to, I learned this in my research, Columbus had to delay his first voyage to the Americas by a day because there were so many Jewish people trying to leave the harbors that he actually couldn't get out of the harbor.
Wow.
See, if they didn't do that, he could have got out on time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you created a fictitious character, but it weaves in and out with the truth.
Right. So the main character, Vidal, he's a fictional doctor. The novel centers around him and his family, and they're all fictional, but this is all based on a true story. It's all based on many families of Jews were forced to either convert or leave. So even though the characters themselves are fictional, and I did that so I could put a human side to the story, sure, all of the events that occur around them are real and based on historical fact and research.
Very interesting.
Well, if anybody has any questions, please call in. This is very interesting.
So is this a PG book, or is there some sex and violence in there to bring in the watchers?
There's some violence in it for sure.
Well, it is that time. If there's any truth in it, there's going to have to be violence, I suppose, because that was kind of a tough time. I mean, lots of pillaging going on.
Absolutely. I try to do it in a tasteful way. I try not to get too gratuitous with it, but there's definitely, it's definitely an adult literary fiction novel.
Eric, we have several callers. Let's see. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, great.
We have Christine calling in from South Florida. Christine from Jupiter, Florida. And then we have Mike calling back from Aventura. So let's talk to Christine first. Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Hello,
hi, Christine.
Hi, hello.
Say hi to Eric Weintraub.
Hello. I might have missed the answer to this question because I walked away from the radio so I could make this call. Okay. Where can you get this book? Can you get it on Bard? And is it available in Canada too?
I'm not familiar with Bard. I know it's available on Amazon, Goodreads, barnesandnoble.com. I don't know if you have Barnes & Noble in Canada, but It's essentially available worldwide. Just probably the easiest way to get it if you were in Canada would be to get it online.
Christine, explain to, I don't know if Eric knows what BARD is.
BARD, it's like the talking books. It's where the books are all accessible. You could download them, or you can get cartridges. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I've been sick.
Bless you. Oh, were you asking if the book is available as an audiobook?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. We're not there yet. Right now, it's only available as a print book, but I'm hoping if the book does well and the sales do well, we'll have the money we need to make the audiobook, but we're not quite there yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Christine, and we hope you feel better. My goodness.
Yeah, get well. Take all these vitamins.
Excuse me.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Christine. Appreciate it.
Hi.
Yeah, Eric.
Christine,
BARD,
do you have
a...
Oh, did she hang up? I was going to ask her if she had a scanner, that she could read the book with a scanner.
Well, I'm thinking if you get it digitally through
Amazon, she's off the line.
There's a way of actually being able to read it on your phone.
I'll look into it for her.
All right, but we got Mike from Aventura.
Okay, let's say hi to Mike.
Hi, good evening. I have two questions. Number one, I had RLF, retrolental fibroplasia. They call it now retinopathy of prematurity. Are they doing anything dealing with that? And number two is, how is it for the blind in Spain? Do you know?
So your first question, were you asking if USC, if we're have treatments for that?
Yeah.
I definitely know we have many, many retina treatments. I'm not sure of that one specifically. I'd have to get back to you on that. But if you were interested, you could definitely call us and you could speak to someone over the phone who would be able to tell you if that's something that we treat. I'm happy actually to give you the number if you're interested.
Okay.
It's, I think I have it right here.
Fire away.
Are you going to record it, Mike? Are you recording the number?
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay.
Our number is 323-442-6335.
What is it? 323?
It's 323.
323.
442.
442.
6335.
6335. Okay, I'll give you all a call.
Okay. Great,
and what
you.
Is? And your second question was what, Mike?
The question is, are they doing, how is it in Spain for the blind, do you know?
That is not my exact research field for this book, but I will tell you that I was reading books, medical books from that time period, and I was surprised how much of ophthalmology actually existed in the 1400s. They were doing cornea cases, they were doing glaucoma cases. So
really?
It was, yeah, wow. So not only was it recognized, it was also something that they had treatments for. Mind you, it was more complicated back then. We didn't have anesthesia. We didn't have the kind of tools that we have now. But it was something that ophthalmologists were aware of and able to treat at that time.
That anesthesia is a big thing for surgery, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate your support.
So, Eric, can you give just a quick synopsis of the story to pique people's interest about him leaving his, you know, the daughter behind? I think it was the daughter. Yeah, the oldest daughter.
So the book opens in 1492, and it's about a family living in Granada, Spain. And right after Isabel and Ferdinand conquer Spain, they release what's called the Alhambra Decree. Which is saying that every Jew in Spain needs to either convert to Catholicism or leave Spain, never to return. And if they don't do this, they'll be put to death. So Vidal, who's the patriarch of his family, has to decide, does it make more sense to leave Spain in order to preserve their faith? Or does it make more sense to convert? Because if he converts, then they could stay where they are and he could keep his practice and things like that. He ultimately decides that it is safer to leave Spain. So much of the novel is sort of a road journey where he joins a caravan of 200 other Jews leaving Spain as they try to reach Fez in Morocco and start over. And it's about him and his family. It's also about his oldest daughter, whose name is Catalina, And she stays behind because she is converted to Catholicism before the decree went into effect. And she did that for marriage. So the novelist also follows her as she faces being a Jew converted to Catholicism in Inquisition Spain.
You got a few stories going on in there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very much a family saga.
Wow, and it's just another reminder that Isabel and Ferdinand were some problem characters. Those guys, they weren't just sending Columbus all over the place.
Yeah, they were doing a lot. They besides this expulsion, besides Columbus, they also worked with the Pope to begin the Spanish Inquisition, and they united the Spanish kingdoms into the country that we know as Spain today. I think that actually the work they did in 1492 can still be felt in the present day and still seen.
They were busy.
Very busy.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we look forward to, hopefully you'll get the audio version soon, because we have many people out there that would love to access the story.
Thank you. I actually wanted to ask, is that the preferred way to read a book, would be an audio version?
I would ask David.
It's one of the ways. It doesn't have to be on. Now, Christine that called in earlier, she mentioned Bard. That's a format that basically a digital version that you could, if you could even ask, just mention it to your publisher, they would know how to be able to make sure that gets into the hands of the Bard people. And it'll make it accessible to more people. So that would be good. I read it on my phone. I get it through Apple. Most of my books, I just buy them on my.
Oh, so you can read Eric's book then, David, without.
Yep, I could. I just have my phone read it to me with the voiceover. So.
Oh, so there you go, Christine. If you're listening, maybe you have that on your phone.
And that way, I just purchase it. But yeah, Bard's kind of like a lending library sort of deal, I think, through the Library of Congress, maybe. So.
Oh, great. Right. Because it will be on Kindle. I believe it'll be on Nook. It is on Apple. Yeah, I think I thought you were asking if there's going to be a proper sort of audio recording, sort of an Audible type of book. And right. we're not there yet.
I mean, that would be good, too, of course. But
but you're saying you can listen to the story on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. As it is, I could just have it. I could have the phone read it to me with the. It's kind of a computerized voice, but that's how I enjoy listening to books that way.
That's a great phone.
That's a game changer then.
I don't have that kind of
phone. Michael doesn't have that kind
of phone. Yeah, you can crank it up to whatever speed you want. So
I'm
going to be checking out your book there, Eric. So
it's called South of Sephiroth.
And now I can say that I know the author, so that's awesome.
Eric Weintraub.
Well, thanks for coming on, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
And keep up the good work on all what you're doing there, too.
Keep in touch.
Thank you. You as well. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty.
Well, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back with trivia. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions.
we invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay, we're back. That's right, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, and we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio. I got to say it twice. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll say it slow. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Okay, now this trivia, I'm going to make you think. And I'll say it slow so you'll get it. If you don't understand, call me up and I'll tell you. I won't tell you the answer. But here's a story. In the world we live in, since 1950, there's been a couple, let's just say, famous people that got involved with either a football player or a baseball player. I'm looking for one baseball player and one football player since 1950. All four of these people, the people that I'm thinking about, two couples, one got married, one did not get married yet. 1950 to now, one's a famous football player, one's a famous baseball player. The actresses or singers got involved with these guys. One was a famous actress, very famous. One is a famous singer, very famous singer. Who am I talking about? That's the trivia. 407-894-1680. David, do you understand the question?
I do, but at first I thought you were telling me that the basketball player and the football player had got married. I suppose this is really getting complicated now.
We're talking about a baseball player,
yeah,
and a football player.
Yeah, you're saying one married
a famous actress, and the other football player got involved with a singer. That's a big hint.
Although I would think that there's a lot of those, though.
Since 1950. Who am I talking about?
There's two couples. I think a lot of that's happened.
I want to know both couples. If you call in, you got to tell me both couples.
Shoot, there's a couple that's involved in our last Super Bowl.
Don't say nothing.
Well, and hey, but I have a feeling there's plenty of those. So
I want to know the four people's names. There's two couples.
Yeah, I'm sure people will come up with at least a couple.
Remember, one's got to be a baseball player. One has to be a football player. One has to be an actress. So don't think about two actors or two actresses.
marrying each other. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an actress got involved and married a baseball player. A singer got involved with a football player. That's a good hint. Okay. Who am I talking about? Two couples. What's so their names? I want to know their names.
The football player didn't
marry
the baseball player.
Huh? No, the baseball player did not marry the football player. No.
Really?
And don't tell me about two singers or two actresses marrying each other. There's plenty of them. I'm not talking about that.
This is a Michael Golder special question.
Yeah. It sounds like one.
All right. Well,
I know who the one is.
I know quite a few.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's more than, you know, there's.
The question is,
two couples.
Are you saying any time from 1950s to the present?
Right.
Okay.
There's a famous, you're going to have to take everybody.
No. I'm talking about a famous actress. We're talking a famous actress.
He's going to be surprised. There's going to be people come up with stuff.
And a baseball player.
That's all right, though. He still has to give them.
I'm not talking about, there's a lot of athletes out there. I'm not talking about like a Shaq O'Neal married or got involved with some person, singer. I'm not talking about that. I didn't say basketball. I didn't mention basketball also. He couldn't be involved.
So you want a football player. Actress and a baseball player that got involved, and then a football player and a musician who got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Football player?
The first one, the baseball, that's easy.
Yeah,
it's
quite a few on that one. But
they got married.
Lynn, before we go
about this other couple, football player.
All right.
Before we go any further, someone just called. She wanted to know. She was tuned in listening from South Florida. She wants to know what the name of that book was. What the last guest that just got off?
Yeah, it's called South of Sephiroth, and Sephiroth is spelled S-E-P as in Paul, H-A-R-A-D, S-E-P-H-A-R-A-D, South of Sephiroth, the 1492 Jewish expulsion from Spain by Eric, that's E-R-I-C, Weintraub, W-E-I-N-T-R-A-U-B.
That sounds interesting.
And by the way, there's a lot of people, actresses, I'm talking about, listen to what the combination has to be. The football player has got to be involved with the singer. So if you're thinking about a football player, like I'll give you an example. It's not him. But if you're thinking about, oh, my God, now I'm drawing a blank. The famous player from the play for the Patriots who won the Super Bowl six times.
Yeah.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
Brady.
Yeah, Brady.
Tom Brady.
Now, he married. His wife was not a singer.
She was a model.
That doesn't count. We're not talking about that. I didn't say model. I didn't say model.
Yeah.
Got to be a singer.
Yeah. Can I do my show wrap up while we're trying
to figure this
out? So I have a feeling people are going to call and I won't be able to get my two cents. I'm going to do this.
Four names.
I do have a caller.
Okay. All right. We'll take the caller then. I just want to make sure I get this.
Any new caller?
Oh, Ray on the line from Port St. Lucie.
Yeah. Ray calling back. He said, I want to take a shot at this.
Yeah. Let's see if Ray knows it.
All right, Ray, how you doing?
All right.
Go for it.
Let me try this now. The baseball player, I'm going with Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn
Monroe.
Who's
his actress? Who's his wife?
He said it.
I couldn't hear it. Would you repeat that again, please?
Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
That's correct. That's what I was thinking about.
All right. The football player, Frank Gifford and Kathy Lee Crosby.
But she's not a singer. I wasn't thinking of that.
You said singer?
I said singer.
She was. She sang too.
But she, Michael.
I'm talking a famous singer with a famous.
Yeah, hey, you got to give it to him.
Ray, just so you know, I said the same thing to Michael, Kathy Lee Gifford.
She wasn't a famous singer.
Well, everybody knows her.
Ray, you're right.
She had hits.
Thank you.
You've got it.
Okay, well, anyway.
You've got us back, mister.
Let's not get
okay, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. That's not who I was thinking. $10 gift card is coming your way from Subway.
Right, you want to
and we're glad you called back, Ray.
Hey, Ray, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. All right, Ray?
Okay.
So here's, I was thinking, I'm going to be honest.
The football player one is hard.
No, no, not really, because it's recent.
I thought that was the easy one.
Yeah, I think that's the more easy one now. But I thought about two. It's two football players, though, Mike.
Yeah.
It's two.
You're not talking to, oh, wait. You're
yes,
not
you are. Yes,
Duncan,
he is.
Right?
Just recently. Were you talking about, do you want me to say it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the obvious one you're talking about, Chris.
I'm talking a famous singer.
Okay, right, well, I know right.
That is true. Gifford was not famous singer.
So were you talking, can I say
she
it?
She was a host of a radio show.
Television.
Television.
Somebody that might be have the initials of TS?
Don't start giving initials.
Okay, so let me ask this, because you said baseball player.
We got the baseball player.
Well, I thought about
Joe DiMaggio.
I thought you were talking about Halle Berry and the baseball player she was involved with.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's why, because she was an actress, and she was involved with either the outfielder, David Justice, who played for the Yankees.
That's correct. I forgot
the
about
Braves.
That.
And meanwhile, nobody's calling about the main.
But Joe line. DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe, that was like.
Yeah. Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
I am going to tell everybody what's happening next week while we're debating all this.
Please
so
do.
I just want to remind everybody, because there's so much going on next week. Join us next week, Sunday, February 25th, along with guest co-host, the dynamic duo, Carrie Giesbrecht from British Columbia and Christine Belts from Jupiter, Florida.
No way.
Yeah, as I said, a.k.a. the dynamic duo. And guests will include Dave Schleppenbach, who is the owner of Tactile Solutions, maker of the Cadence Braille tablet. Christy Wass, National Director of the Foundation Fighting Blindness Vision Walk Program. And our good friend Peter Cucciave, Accessibility Manager at Spectrum Communications. And he has some big news next week.
Okay, I'm going to listen then.
All right.
I'm tuning in. All
right, I did my job, so you guys can... take it away. With
nobody
question.
Got the couple of. Who am I thinking of? They're still open. That was an easy one. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well somebody may still call in, but.
Yeah.
It was all over the. I'll give you a hint. It's been all over the news. I
know.
You're excited. You're lying. You're low vision.
I didn't even think about it.
It's been all
Chris,
over the news.
Chris and tonight,
everybody's been talking about it for the last month.
The most obvious one. It's just like your beard, Michael. I didn't notice that you shaved it.
They talk more about that than the Super Bowl.
Until Chris gave that little hint, I didn't even think of the most obvious answer.
Yeah, sometimes it can be right in front of our faces and we don't realize.
I thought people would know Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe, because that was a long time ago.
Well, Ray.
So Ray must be from New York.
Why?
Because most New Yorkers would know the answer.
Oh, well. I'm from New Jersey.
He played for the New York Yankees. I should have said who.
I knew Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, well, Ray did a good job. Glad he got
Is
in.
Anybody calling in to see for the other? I'll give another trivia if you get me the answer to that.
Don't have time for another
a minute.
Trivia, Michael.
No,
it's 8:53.
Oh, they still got a minute to call in. 1 minute, if you can call in. What couple am I talking about? I'm giving you so many hits on this one as a joke.
Hey, David, did you eat your ribs yet?
I ate a couple of them, but
while you were on the air, you're fired.
No, it was between breaks. I was shoveling.
Remember Bubbaloo's?
Shoveling food.
Where's that?
They did
Bubbaloo's Bodacious Barbecue.
Okay,
we're
Mike.
To use a third party.
Are you ready, Mike? Are you ready for me to give the answer?
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna give the answer?
Yeah. I got a couple of answers.
Okay.
Go for it.
Might as well. No,
all right. So, are we talking about the quarterback? Russell Wilson and Sierra.
There you go. See, that was the other one I was thinking
Who's,
of.
What's his? What's
Russell Wilson is the quarterback for the Denver Broncos, who won two championships or a championship with the Seattle Seahawks.
What was the singer's name?
His wife's name is Sierra, who has done several songs.
I'm talking about somebody big.
Yeah, she's big, though.
The most obvious one.
The most
Super
obvious
Bowl.
One you're talking about, yeah. I'm trying to give somebody a hint to call in.
Again, it's too late now. I just gave you all the hints. Super Bowl.
All right, so Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Right.
There you go.
I mean, you can't get much bigger than her.
Chris just won a Subway.
I just did. I just told you about Russell Wilson and Sierra.
She's not as big as Swift.
Just because you don't know, I mean, doesn't mean it's not. She wasn't.
She's not as big as Swift.
Oh no.
It just depends on the who's listening.
I was thinking about famous big people.
Did you have fun tonight, Dave?
I did have fun.
Oh, good.
And we appreciate all of our guests.
Yes, we coming in. They're
very interesting. Some great callers. This is an excellent show.
We appreciate the callers, the new callers. Denise from Trenton.
And there's that guy that's
calling in. Denise from Trenton.
It's that fella doing the engineering. He's pretty good, too. That
Ray,
Chris fella.
Gee, Gallagher.
Appreciate it. Jeff and his son.
Christian.
Keep on listening. Christian.
We're going to give Christian a shout out next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're able to give a prize to Linda. I was happy about that. She is awesome. She is quite a dedicated listener, so I'm glad she finally got in.
And we want to thank all our sponsors, too, of course.
Yes, definitely. We appreciate all of our sponsors. And, of course.
Hey, I got a question.
Don't make it too long.
Sure. David, and your cane, does the end of it screw the end?
In other words, if you want to change out a tip,
yes, buddy, it can be changed out.
Yours doesn't, Michael.
Mine cane doesn't do that.
It does.
I don't know how to do it myself, but yeah. Mine has the. Does yours have the? Is it a revolving tip, a rotating tip?
No,
I just have a pick.
It's just a straight thing.
It's just that white plastic thing on the end.
Yeah, that it's possible that
you. I got a couple of canes like that.
It's glued on.
But there are canes that you can you can replace them.
My canes weren't cheap.
Well, you might need to call Amputec. They'll hook you
That's
up.
That's where one came from. One came from them, one came from somebody else. But they both... One
with a replaceable tip. Although I don't go through mine very, very fast. It's funny. I've seen people that, you know, they'll shred through tips fast as heck. But I think that's... not necessarily correct mobility technique, because mine has lasted a long time.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. You did a great job as usual, David.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. I really enjoyed it, as always.
I want to thank our listeners for listening to the show. I thank you for letting us come in your home or your car, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. I want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring the show, because without the sponsors, without the listeners, we don't have a show. I want to thank my wife for putting up with me and all the other folks listening. Thank you. Lynn, you want to say thank you to anybody?
No, you're doing a good job.
Okay. And thank you, Chris Shaw. Job well done, Chris Shaw.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good night to everybody. And listen, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thanks for everything.
Have a real good week.
You too.
Bye! There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. Show together, we're polishing up our act.